Harper Audio presents Being a Dad is Weird, Lessons in Fatherhood from My Family to Yours by
Ben Falcone.
Read by
Ben Falcone and
Steve Falcone, the father of the clan.
Flynn Falcone, the handsome, glorious brother.
And Peg Falcone, the weird mother.
Dedication. To my wonderful daughters, Vivian and Georgette, thanks for teaching me so much. To my lovely wife, Mooch, sometimes I call you the Mooch, thanks for sharing the fun of being a parent with me. To my brother, my mom, and of course my pop, thanks for everything. Much love to you all.
When Ben first asked me to write the foreword for his book, my immediate response was, "You wrote a book? When did you have time to write a book?" In typical Ben Falcone fashion, without any pomp or circumstance, he had secretly, quietly written a book. I was, of course, honored and excited to write the foreword to my fella's first book, but then a searing, hot panic and intense sense of dread began to set in. How on earth could I sum up my better half, the father of my children, as far as we know, and my best friend in a mere page or two? I began to develop the same nervous, clammy feeling I had when Sister Illuminata, an imposing Franciscan nun, barked out that all of us sixth graders were to explain what Jesus meant to us in a haiku. Impossible to truly translate the gentle kindness and supreme weirdness that is Ben Falcone is no small task. Do I address his incessant fear of being poisoned by anyone and everyone, and very often yours truly? Do I mention that he moons me at least 3 times a day? And yet, after 11 years of marriage and 18 years together in total, I still never see it coming. How do I salute the fact that he has upwards of 11 blood pressure cuffs squirreled away in his closet? Ben is my Maria from The Sound of Music. God, that's 2 non-references, sorry. How do you hold a hypochondriacal, toxicophobial moonbeam in your hand? Ben's kindness and his humor are woven into the fabric of his stories. His take on the world, his family, our kids, and his own remarkable parents cannot be separated from the man he is. Ben and his stories are the sum of so many wonderful and weird parts. His love for our girls is baked into every word he writes about them, the same love I see in his eyes every day when the girls are climbing all over him and essentially trying to destroy him. The world is crazy and sometimes overwhelming, but Ben has always had the gift of seeing humor and love in the smallest of moments and heroes in the most unlikely of characters. I mean, he married me. So it's okay if things sometimes get stressful in our life together. I know I can always soothe him by softly whispering in his ear, "My love, I promise that I have not poisoned you today," as I gently present him with a shiny new blood pressure cuff.
Preface. I'm sitting at my daughter's school concert. Vivian, my oldest, is just 9 years old, and she and all the other kids are lined up singing their brains out in the small chapel that doubles as an auditorium in their school. My wife and I are struggling to actually see her sing because of the phalanx of eager parents in front of us holding up their phones, recording each and every moment. Some of the parents have their devices fully over their heads to get the perfect angle. It is a sea of phones as far as the eye can see, and phones are all that my eyes can see. Every time Melissa and I look for Vivian, we see approximately 6,000 devices, but not our kid. I'm doing what I normally do when something irritating is happening. I'm pretending to be calm while my blood pressure spikes sharply. As I stare at all these phones and finally catch a glimpse of 1/16th of my daughter's head, I'm struck by a series of thoughts. When did I become this guy? I'm a full-fledged dad, upset to the point of yelling at the fact that he can't see his daughter sing on the stage. When did I become a person who raged at a bunch of crazy helicopter parents who are so busy trying to video their kids that they've never actually watched them? When did I get this old? When did I get this cranky? Wasn't I just 8 years old and singing in my own school concert not so long ago? Wasn't my dad just the guy watching me with a dazed smile on his face, much like the dazed smile I have plastered on mine? Did he catch my eye and whisper,
"Good job, buddy,"
just as I did to Viv, somehow through the sea of Steve Jobs' legacy? And I think to myself, when did things get so weird? Because let's face it, being a dad...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?